and shut the door behind you. It was a long, empty building with the mangers of the cows along one wall. Berger put his lantern down on the ground and shaded its light in all directions, save one, by draping his overcoat round it. "It might excite remark if anyone saw a light in this lonely place," said he. "Just help me to move this boarding." The flooring was loose in the corner, and plank by plank the two savants raised it and leaned it against the wall. Below there was a square aperture and a stair of old stone steps which led way down into the bowels of the earth. "Be careful," cried Berger, as Kennedy, in his impatience, hurried down them. "It is a perfect rabbit's warren below, and if you were once to lose your way there, the chances would be 100 to 1 against your ever coming out again. Wait until I bring the light." "How do you find your own way if it is so complicated?" "I had some very narrow escapes at first, but I have gradually learned to go about. There is a certain system to it, but it is one which a lost man, if he were in the dark, could not possibly find out. Even now, I always spin out a ball of string behind me when I am going far into the catacomb. You can see for yourself